A creative writing teacher at San Jose State used to say this about cliches: avoid them like the plague. Then he would laugh at his own joke. The class laughed along with him, but I always thought cliches got a bum rap, because often they're dead on. But the aptness of the cliched saying is overshadowed by the nature of the saying as a cliché. For example, the elephant in the room saying, nothing could more correctly describe the initial moments of my reunion with Rahim Khan. We sat on a wispy mattress set along the wall, across the window overlooking the noisy street below. Sunlight slanted in and cast a triangular wedge of light onto the Afghan rug on the floor. Two folding chairs rested against one wall, and a small copper samovar sat in the opposite corner. I poured us tea from it. How did you find me? I asked. It's not difficult to find people in America. I bought a map of the U.S. and called up information for cities in Northern California, he said. It's wonderfully strange to see you as a grown man. I smiled and dropped 3 sugar cubes in my tea. He liked his black and bitter, I remembered. You know, Baba didn't get the chance to tell you, but I got married 15 years ago, I said. The truth was, by then, the cancer in Baba's brain had made him forgetful, negligent. You're married? To whom? Her name is Suraya Tahiri. I thought of her back home, worrying about me. I was glad she wasn't alone. Tahiri. Now, whose daughter is she? I told him. His eyes brightened. Oh, yes, I remember now. Isn't General Tahiri married to Sharif John's sister? What was her name? Jamila John, I offered. Bale, he said, smiling. I knew Sharif John in Kabul long time ago, before he moved to America. He's been working for the INS for years, I said. He handles a lot of Afghan cases. Hey, he sighed. Do you and Suraya John have children? No, I said. Oh. He slurped his tea and didn't ask more. Rahim Khan had always been one of the most instinctive people I had ever met. I told him a lot about Baba, his job, the flea market, and how, at the end, he had died happy. I told him about my schooling and my books, 4 published novels to my credit now. He smiled at this and said he had never had any doubt. I told him I had written short stories in the leather-bound notebook he had given me, but he didn't remember the notebook. The conversation, inevitably, turned to the Taliban. Is it as bad as I hear? I said. Nay, it's worse, much worse, he said. They don't let you be human. He pointed to a scar above his right eye cutting a crooked path through his bushy eyebrow. I was at a soccer game in Ghazi Stadium in 1998, he said. Kabul against Mazar-e-Sharif, I think. And by the way, the players weren't allowed to wear shorts. Indecent exposure, I guess. He gave a tired laugh. Anyway, Kabul scored a goal and the man next to me cheered loudly. Suddenly, this young bearded fellow who was patrolling the aisles, 18 years old at the most by the look of him, he walked up to me and struck me on the forehead with the butt of his Kalashnikov. Do that again and I'll cut out your tongue, you old donkey, he said,